Bulaga, Packers legend, another Packers legend, said something very, very, very interesting on a podcast. Davante Adams. We'll get to that coming up next. Tausch, before we get to that, and to get back on the clock because I manage it so poorly when Brian joins us, are you not... I don't want to put words in your mouth. I like to finish your sentences lately, but not put words in your mouth. Are you less on board with Thelonious Monk than Brian and I are? Like, I'm a Monk guy, he's a Monk guy. I don't know if you're a Monk guy.
I'm
more of a Friar guy.
I have not seen enough to just crown him, but I trust Goody. And how he evaluates offensive linemen, how he evaluates players. And I'm excited to see what he can do because I do think there's going to be opportunities for him. He's a versatile kid. So we'll see. I think that spot, there is going to be, I don't know if I've ever seen a guy who started for 3 years, I know he was injured for some of it, more maligned than Josh Myers. I think he should have a monster chip on his shoulder because he's played. I think he, you know, the coaches said he played some of his best ball. And I think, you know, Brian, who has been very critical, and I give him a lot of credit for that, breaking
the praised him. But praised him in the second half of the year.
For sure. But has been pretty adamant in saying that this is going to be the last season for him. I don't know if that cast is set yet. It's definitely the plan. But like Aaron Rodgers threw a wrench into Goody's plans, Josh Myers can.
He could.
If he goes and has a dynamite season, the thing you would just wonder, this offense, it's going to be about getting out in space and getting up on linebackers and having to cut guys off. I don't know necessarily if that's Josh's forte. So we'll see if that improves. But there, I think Monk, you know, I've already said Edgerrin Cooper is going to have the opportunity to make the biggest impact. I don't think Monk is going to have an opportunity this year unless there's an injury.
Right.
But I do think he can look at this as, I'm going to get stronger, I'm going to understand what I'm doing, and I'm going to show enough that the Green Bay Packers will say, thank you, Josh Myers, for your service.
And someone else will
pay
me.
Jacob Monk can look at this and say, I'm going to position myself to be the guy going into next offseason. So that's why I'm just not as excited because I'm looking at this season.
Sure.
He's probably going to be a really nice little project. But at this point right now, I don't think it would be something if he came in and was so good that they just said, we're just going to roll with you and be damned. I don't see that being the case, especially September, October of this year.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not saying that he's going to beat out Josh Myers, but I think what we saw with what the Packers were willing to do, and I don't think you do this at center because of the snap and the exchange. I don't think you want to have Jordan Love switching off centers series to series the way they did it with Sean Ryan and John Runyon. But I think that they probably view Josh Myers like they view John Runyon. Decent, solid offensive lineman that maybe in a different era we'd be willing to pay him not top dollar, but pay him a second contract to keep him around because we know what he's capable of. But that's just not how they're playing the game now. And so I agree with you. Now, is it possible that Josh Myers has some moments of struggle again, and they say, hey, we're going to see what Monk's got? Maybe. But I'm not saying that Jacob Monk is coming in and taking his job during training camp. I can see a scenario where that happens. But I think the most likely scenario is you play out the last year with his last year of his contract. He's the starter. You say thank you for your service. You get a compensatory pick because someone else, he's played well enough to get another starting job in the NFL. I don't think any of us thinks he's not capable of being a starter. Do you?
Isn't that like the biggest slap to the face, though? We really think you're good. You're just not good enough for us.
Right, but that's what they said to John Runyon, too.
I understand.
And John Runyon got a good contract, right?
That's a slap to your face.
Totally agree.
When people do that,
and I'm predicting what the Packers are going to do. My other point is that, look, he did play well in the second half of the season. Brian said that it was all because of that pep talk that Brian gave him after getting after him for the first half of the season. But he could play very well and play himself into a good contract. I just don't think, as I said to Brian, I think the days of second contracts, we know they'd never liked giving out third contracts. I think they're at a point where they're going to be very, very, very selective about second contracts. And the stat that blew me away that Goody brought up unsolicited before the draft was that the league average is 1.6 of your draft picks from a certain class get a second contract. And it was almost like that was another breadcrumb for Hansel and Gretel. That, hey, we may only sign 1.6 of every draft class to a second contract. Now, if you have a class like you had last year, I would think it would be higher than that. But that felt like him kind of laying the groundwork of, hey, we're doing things differently around here now. That's what it felt like to me. So we'll see if that ends up being the case. We're not doing anything differently when Maddie and I are making the trip to and from Milwaukee for ballet. We are stopping either at the Oostburg or now there's that new one in Belgium, Quick Trip, for snacks.
Well, I went to AmFam Field last night. We stopped at Quick Trip. It is baseball season, so it's time for me and you to take a quick trip to the ballpark. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you can earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. You probably see some scrapping. Now that this team is all scrappy, you might see some scrapping. You can get a That's right, big savings, and you get free Brewers tickets. Visit the Quick Rewards app. Click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen to opt in, and you can start redeeming your tickets today. Can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. And who doesn't want to go to a Brewers game for free using your Quick Rewards? Get these Brewers points from Quick Rewards in addition to Quick Rewards. Visit, you double the points, double the happiness. Blackout dates and upgrade fees may apply. See quicktrip.com/ballpark to get going today.
You are going to want to hear what Devontae Adams said about the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback. You will hear it with a word beeped out. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ready to shine, it's just a matter of time.
So, Tausch, I've probably said this, I don't know, dozens of times. Not just, I like Jordan. But that he wasn't very good in 2020 and 2021. Right?
Yeah, you've been pretty clear about that, yeah.
You know, I wasn't the only one that thought that. Matt LaFleur thought it. Goody thought it. That's why he paid Aaron Rodgers again. And Devontae Adams clearly thought it.
He did.
Because on his way out the door, among the things he said was essentially that he wanted to play with Derek Carr and not knowing what Rodgers' future was. He, without flat out saying it, was, I don't think this guy's any good. I don't want to stick around and play with him. And I always would bring up that throw against Kansas City on the sideline where Adams was reaching back trying to get an errant pass and got lit up. And I always thought, this is what he's afraid of. An inaccurate quarterback getting him killed after his guy leaves or retires or whatever ends up happening with Aaron Rodgers. Well, he appeared yesterday or earlier in the week. And this is this Max Crosby's podcast?
Yes. Yes, it is. The Rush.
So I want to be clear. If you're doing the podcast with your Raiders teammate, I do believe you are required to say, I don't regret my decision. Because that's what he says as part of his answer here. But I think this is really, really, really interesting, his take on Jordan Love. Here is ex-Packers wide receiver, Packers legend, Davante Adams with Max Crosby on their podcast earlier in the week.
I don't regret anything, but what I will say is that not that I doubted him in any way, because I definitely seen it. You know, I seen the potential in there.
Yeah.
But it was similar to kind of what we saw earlier in the season, is kind of what I was able to watch while I was in Green Bay. Because as Aaron's in there, all the reps that I'm getting are going to be with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we built up what we built. So basing it off of that and then having a young guy that had no experience, for me, it was tough to stay in that position and say, this is what's best for me for sure. You know, Derek was – you know, at one point in the league, you know, he was a MVP candidate. Like, yeah. you can't say anything. You know, you cannot like Derek personally, but you got to respect what he's done, and that he solidified, you know, my decision to come here. So, yeah. You know, that's a really wordy way of saying at the time when I was there, I hadn't necessarily seen enough to say this is for sure what I should do. But in hindsight, like we talked about, I mean, a kid is a baller, man. I'm so happy for him.
Tosh, I don't think I translate that, but what's your translation of that?
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Yeah.
He screwed up. Max Crosby, whatever the case may be, his tenure in Las Vegas has been super disappointing. And the reason he wanted to go out there, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, is he said he wanted to make the Hall of Fame. And he needed those stats and the All-Pros and all that stuff to go, and he needed a quarterback that he knew would get him the football. And he thought that quarterback was Derek Carr.
Yeah. He didn't think it was Jordan Love.
That quarterback. No, he did not. Jesse Nelson thought the quarterback was Derek Carr. That Rodgers indecision stuff and the fighting between him and the Gutenator, I think, was a spark of this. But really, this was Goody battling, giving that third contract to somebody, and paying top dollar. And deciding not to, and by the way, the Gutenator was right again. And you can argue, well, what would have happened if they would have kept Davante, then maybe Rodgers would have done all this other stuff. You have to just go off of what happened. You can't sit here and play the what-if game. You can, but that's what losers do.
Well, wait a minute.
So you look at it and say, what?
Well, so if Goody pays him...
Did Goody win the trade with the Raiders? Did Davante lose?
Davante has played with Jesse's guy O'Connell and Jesse's guy Derek Carr.
He's living the dream.
Jimmy G.
Yeah, maybe Jesse shouldn't be evaluating Devontae's quarterbacks. Get on board with that.
Right, and that's what. Yeah, sure. Goody won the trade. If you want to, if it's yes or no, the answer is yes.
It's a TKO.
But.
Too.
Davante Adams has still put up some pretty big numbers playing with inferior quarterbacks to what he played with before. Fair?
He's in a wasteland.
No doubt. He already had a home in Vegas. I don't care how great your ability to have your family come from the Bay Area and all that other stuff is. That is great. But he wants to win. He's competitive. And they haven't done that. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they will... under Antonio Pierce, but I don't think so. They ended up not getting a quarterback out of this draft. They were the ones left at the table after the six went in the first 12 picks. My point is that he left because, A, they didn't pay him before the 2021 season. He was pissed. I can tell you that. I have never changed that part of the narrative. The other part, which I still stand by, and now he has just confirmed, is he thought that if he had re-signed, he was going to be stuck with an inferior quarterback. Turns out he's stuck with inferior quarterbacks in Las Vegas, and he'd have been much better off with the guy here, because the guy here's turned out to be a hell of a lot better than he thought he was going to be. That's the reality. So if he is burnishing his Hall of Fame resume, he would have been more adept at doing it with Jordan Love than what he's played with in Vegas. Because Jordan Love has turned out to be better than what he thought. But what bothers me is that I think we need to give Jordan Love number one, and then Matt LaFleur, Tom Clements, on down the list, the credit for what Jordan Love has become. Because, look, you can dismiss my opinion of what I thought of Jordan Love in 2020 and 2021. you have to look at the reality of how the Packers approach the quarterback position. And if you don't want to do that, then one of the greatest receivers in the NFL and in Packers history just basically flat out admitted, yeah, I thought he wasn't going to be good enough, and I was wrong. That's what he said there. And that's a credit to Jordan for working his tail off to become what he is now. Because he was not this guy the first 2 years. He just wasn't. Otherwise, Devontae Adams wouldn't have had any reservations of saying, hey, if they move on from Aaron or Aaron retires, I'll be fine because this guy's pretty good too. He didn't think that, right? Pretty clear.
Crystal clear, some would say.
All right. Speaking of pretty good, Uncle Homer is pretty good. He's scheduled to appear next. I want to remind you, whether you're playing for the Raiders now or you're playing for the Jets, at one time you're probably getting checks if you weren't getting direct deposit from Associated Bank, the official bank of the Packers. And if you're a Packers fan, now's the time to switch banks because you can get Packers checking from Associated Bank. Go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. You'll find out more about the 10% discount you get at the Packers Pro Shop. You can save money on that Jordan Love jersey. You can also get that Packers debit MasterCard, and you get the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. So go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
See you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar these days. I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I'll be more.
I'm speechless right now. I mean, I am legitimately speechless.
It's not good for the radio.
I'll work my way through it. Sorry. Time now for Homer. Homer, I somehow missed this story. Welcome, by the way. Voice of Marquette men's basketball, the host of the Homer Hour every weekday, 5 to 6 on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. And, of course, the co-host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. Homer, is this... How did I miss this? You and Josh had some sort of agreement related to a tattoo and a donation. Can you fill me in on this?
Yeah, I said I would make a certain donation if he did a tattoo. I said, okay. It really wasn't. It's been a while. I thought it was a long time ago, but it finally got done. But yeah, it was.
So it is on. Let's pod Josh up.
I said, "What? What am I? Nothing? Like you'll do a tattoo for them if they don't get a certain amount, but you're not going to do a tattoo of me? What?" So I says, "No, I'll do one with you too." So I kind of guilted him into it, but he agreed to it. So that's the deal.
All right, Josh, help us through this. Homer was a little glitchy there, so maybe I didn't hear part of what he said there. So this all started with a Scalzo and Bruss tattoo?
Yes, this goes back to last year's Ringer event that Gabe Neitzel did, and we were doing some fundraising on Scalzo and Bruss, and we started basically doing our own auction live on the show from 4 to 6 back then. And my first thing was someone said, you know, we all got to put something up to bet on, and it was a tattoo, and we wanted it to be Scalzo and Bruss themed. And then Homer later, I believe, called in or appeared on the show and said, well, I'll do the same thing for a Homer tattoo. So now here we are with me accomplishing both of those tattoos last night.
Oh, you got them both at the same time?
Yes, one right after the other. It was a long day at the tattoo shop, but I had a good time.
Look at that!
Now, all right.
That's
so, all right. So, if you're watching on the video stream, you're getting to see the Scalzo and Bruss tattoo. The Homer tattoo will be revealed on KBN. Is that correct?
Yes, they have crosstalk with Homer today, so he will see it for the first time. around 4:45.
I want to emphasize I had nothing to do with the tattoo itself.
So you have no idea how it looks.
Correct, and I didn't want to have any. I had nothing to do with it. You can do whatever the hell you want. Just do a tattoo, and I make the donation. So,
all right.
So, yeah, I don't know how big it is, how small it is.
I can't believe how big.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah. I don't know the Homer one, but, Joshy, like, you did this. It was a great cause. You raised money. You helped out your teammates. But I would have thought it would have been, I don't know, a thumb size, something really small.
Right. Yeah.
This thing is gargantuan.
That is huge. Yes, I agree totally. I was in awe of the size of it.
So the Scalzo and Bruss tattoo, for those of us that aren't watching on the video stream, you can always join us, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. But Josh's Scalzo and Bruss, which, by the way, the show is defunct, but he has added the tattoo after it
in memoriam.
Segued into KBN. Can you explain it? It looks like one of the characters from that John Carpenter movie, They Live, with Rowdy Roddy Piper, where they've got they're kind of the aliens.
Yeah, for somebody that doesn't watch TV, you know every TV show and every movie.
That's like a late 80s, early 90s movie.
There's a specific wheelhouse he's really good at.
Never heard of it.
I don't know.
You bring up more obscure things on TV, and, I'm too busy, I can't watch anything. Well, how do you know everything then?
I haven't watched They Live in 15 years. I just remember what the creatures looked like. But
sure.
This... You think I'm lying to you? Did you call me a liar?
I don't know. It's just, Jesse, is it not a crazy coincidence? He always tells us how busy he is. He can't watch this. He can't watch that. And then every time there's a reference, he brings up something from, that was Roddy Piper and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what the? It feels a little disconnected.
He was less busy in the 90s.
I think this is all pre-kids. I think everything changed when he became the delivery person for all his kids' events. And prior to that, I think he was on top of everything. Now he's got no time except to be a driver.
Maybe.
Yeah. Track meet, soccer game yesterday, gymnastics practice. Yep. All right.
I love your kids so much.
I do very much. So I also love Josh in a different way. But the Scalzo and Bruss tattoo is like a skeleton head, some might say a skull, with S and B as the eyes, and then like a crown of roses?
Yeah. Yes.
Can you explain that to me?
Yes.
Because I know you can't tell us about the Homer tattoo because the big reveal is later today.
Yeah, so this is a famous Grateful Dead image. It is from the Grateful Dead live album, the self-titled one. It's commonly referred to as Skull and Roses. So this is lifted from that image. And the reason for that is Scalzo and Bruss had... Grateful Dead Thursdays, where I played Grateful Dead live music every Thursday. So,
which is why I never came in on Thursday because I fall asleep.
Yes.
God, you got to be doing heavy marijuana to have loved them. I have no other idea.
So this is an homage to that show, that part of the show. Okay. A lot of people really liked that. So I like the Grateful Dead, so I figured I can get an image I like tattooed on
me
that also is something that applies to the show. So it is.
Love it.
This one is as much for me.
Remember the first time you listened to Grateful Dead and you weren't doing weed at the time?
Yeah, I do it all the time, Homer.
Okay.
So, and that's located on your forearm, if I'm using the angle of the photo correctly. I can see your shoe beneath you.
Yes, that is right on the forearm. I put it there because I plan to add a lot more tattoos around it. And something this big and intricate, because if you try and shrink it, you start to lose details.
Shrinkage.
Yeah, big shrinkage problem. So I've put it front and center, and that way I can surround it with other stuff that I like as the time goes on.
All right, so the Homer tattoo that you also added, can you tell us where it is, or is that also part of the reveal?
I can tell you that. It was originally going to go on my arm, and then the tattoo artist talked me out of it, and he said, you're kind of giving prime real estate to a tattoo that is sort of a bet and more of a bit than anything.
Fair point.
So I said, yeah, I'm going to move it down.
I'm definitely not going to that guy for a tattoo. Thanks. Yeah, you know,
apparently not a big Homer fan.
Normally, I think that, but we're talking Homer. Hell, he should be on forehead
on your butt.
Yeah,
So yes, it is. It is located on the outside of my lower leg for everyone to see as they walk by me.
When you're in shorts and stuff. Yep. Yeah. All right. Good. All right. So that reveal again is today on KBN.
Yes, 4:45.
4:45. If you're interested in the seeing the Homer tattoo unveiled, I know I am. All right.
By the way, Jason, I have something to add before you get into the topics that I.
Okay.
I've become a bigger and bigger fan of Deion Sanders when he talks about his family and his kids. He had a great line. I love my kids. I don't follow my kids. Yeah, I'm in that club.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Whoa, Nelly!
Spending way too much time following their kids.
Hmm. Okay. But I don't know if I follow them. I just support them and chauffeur them. Homer, we were giving Jesse, or at least I was, a hard time because he called out, he announced that Dunzo had gotten out of his clown car on behalf of the Bucks. He came out in game three. Is that right, Jesse? He pulled up in front of the Deer District in game three.
When Damian Lillard got hurt, Dunzo came out and said, this thing is over.
Okay, and so last night...
He'll be right.
He could be, no doubt about it. But last night, the Bucks show the intestinal fortitude to win, for the first time in NBA history, a team won a playoff game without its number one and number two scorer playing. Never had happened before, and they did it last night with Bobby and Chris Middleton and...
The big Beverly was out of his mind. Now, the biggest concern is that maybe he thinks he's this good and therefore will do way too much in the next game. But the performance that was off the charts was his. He's not half that good. He's not a quarter that good. But he was last night, so more power to him.
Are you getting your hopes
Homer,
up?
Homer, is there...
No, my hopes
has there
not
been
up
a more... No, you still think it's going to be... Bucks not in six? Is that kind of your thought?
I don't. But they're not going to win the series, and I emphasize that everybody should say that because if they pull it off, there needs to be an appreciation of the greatest series ever by a Milwaukee Bucks team.
Well, it would be. I said last night after the game last night. I don't think most of us thought the tank was empty. It was going to be tough sledding, and I think the crowd played a big part last night. I think, obviously, the players bowing up. But I got a new sense of appreciation for Double Deuce. I think Chris Middleton has been a really good player for the Bucks. I think he's been underappreciated. I think it's always been all about Giannis, and deservedly so. But I really think these last three or four games, when you haven't had Dame, you haven't had Giannis, I think Chris Middleton is kind of reintroduced himself as, hey, I've been a pretty doggone good Buck, and I'm still a pretty doggone good player. And I think he has kind of revitalized that thought process. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's off the charts. The game they lost was the greatest game he's ever played for the Bucks. The problem is, he can't be like this with those two guys. They haven't figured out how to play together. And it's even more clear when the two aren't playing, and he is this good. So the dilemma even seems greater than it was before, given how great he's played. Like, how do you use these guys together? They haven't figured it out. I suspect they will next year. They'll give him one more time, but I mean, that's if everybody wants to come back. But, yes, he's been spectacular, but he never gets a chance to do that because he isn't the guy. He's the third guy. So how do you – I don't know how you fit it together. Hire Phil Jackson. Maybe he'll figure it out. Oh, Doc Rivers will figure it out. I don't know. But don't you think that? Like, why isn't this there when they're two best players? They played better basketball last night than maybe every game in the regular season, barring probably a couple, with those two guys playing. Their defense was awesome. Like, where has this team been?
Well,
I don't have an answer to any of that.
Right, and in fairness to your other point, it doesn't feel like the three of them played that many games together after Doc Rivers took over, right?
But because when they did, there was never a time when you thought they've got it figured out. No, they don't have it figured out. Who brings it up late in the game? When does bring it up? When do you go to Middleton? When? I mean, it's not that different. Look at Phoenix. They have these three stars, and they stink. So I'm wondering if they're more like Phoenix than anybody wants to admit. But I don't think so, but.
All right, Homer.
Damian Lillard for Kevin Durant. Who says no?
Yeah, I give it a shot. Yeah.
Okay.
But you want somebody different. That's why everybody loves Holiday and everybody wants Holiday. He's on the national team. He doesn't need the ball all the time. He has other skills. If you ask anybody,
it's a hot potato and nobody can take a shot at the end of a game. So there's give and take with all this stuff.
Well, yeah, but the problem is now you don't need a shot at the end of the game because you're not close enough where a shot makes the difference.
That is a tricky conundrum for sure.
They were a better team with Holiday because of the mix. Now, could they, you know, my answer would be the guy at the end of the game. Right now you'd say, well, then it should be Middleton. Middleton could finish at the end of the game. What? Right? Isn't that what we're seeing?
Yeah.
So you had the guy. I mean, he was hurt, but you had the guy. You just didn't believe in him.
Yeah, he's 32 years old. He has dealt with more injuries. He's gutting it through injuries right now. I agree with Tausch. We need to have a much greater appreciation for what he has done and what he's doing currently.
Right, there's going to be a problem with that. You don't get appreciation for when you're great in a losing series. It'll all be forgotten.
No, it's true.
Forgotten by next Tuesday. And when they won it, he was the third guy. So, you know, the talk of retiring his jersey just doesn't fit, but it seems to retire everybody's jersey. You're the third best guy on a championship team, win one title.
Chris Middleton was the second best player on that team.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Drew
Holiday was third.
No, not even close. You're just talking about
the score. Go back and check game six when Giannis was out. Who carried the load?
They played 90 games, so he scored more. Holiday was always more important on the court as a player than Drew Holiday. Every game of that season. He had scored
Holiday
him in some games.
Drew Holiday. Holiday
you know what
Holiday,
he meant.
So I know what you meant. Chris Middleton
was better than Chris Middleton every game.
No, not on the
not
offensive floor,
but as a
no,
player.
He wasn't. Come on.
All right, fine.
I disagree. But
Steven,
okay.
I will talk to you at 5:15. I look forward to it. Thanks.
Todd Sue, you need to go to Inclusion Coffee Shop. I'm going there now to deliver some golf balls. If you buy a coffee, I think you're going to get a free golf ball. It's a fabulous place.
Wait.
An incredible young woman.
Wait. All right. So since you brought that up unprompted, what are they doing with? Why are you bringing them your golf balls? And these are all the golf balls that you find on courses when you're supposed to be playing your own ball.
I bought golf balls with Inclusion Coffee on it, so she can sell them or give them away however she wants with people that buy. To go there, you go to Inclusion Coffee. I don't have to explain that. You'll get it.
Okay. I'll put that on my to-do list.
Incredibly special, very young. She's like 20-something, man. Anyway, bye.
Okay, bye.
He's out of here.
That is Steve the Homer True. You can listen to him on the Homer Hour.
Does anybody understand, like, what the... Is that a cause that he's really...
I think so.
That seemed like a super random drop.
It didn't seem like a random drop. It was a random drop. I didn't know what to do with it either.
So let's just move on. It sounds like it's a coffee shop that he supports that does good things.
They do good works. They include people.
Okay. He's doing something nice for the coffee shop.
He printed up golf balls.
And I think he promised that they'd be giving them away in a way that I'm not sure he could promise that they were giving them away is what it sounded like.
Or selling them something. Yeah.
That's the recap of that.
So go get your golf balls or something. What we do need to do, regardless of where Homer drinks his coffee, it's yet another fun pack from our friends at Johnson & Sons Paving. You've got the fun pack. I've got the fun facts.
Ah, there you go.
And that fact is this. The heavier the roller, the more effectively the equipment can compact base materials and asphalt. These bad boys can weigh anywhere from 3,000 to 35,000 pounds alone.
Wow.
So when you're driving it, that won't make much of a difference in terms of the smooshing power of these rollers.
Yes, and I'm excited. Who wants a visit with me? Well, Johnson & Son Paving, they've invited me out to one of their job sites this summer, and could be with your business. If you book an appointment before May 31st, you could see me out there with the experienced 2 decades crew of the Johnson & Sons paving operation. And we know winter leaves all these potholes. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Damage to cars, bad aesthetics, you name it. But old T's going to come out. We're going to fix that bad asphalt. We're going to patch it up or we're going to replace it. And as Jason just mentioned, I don't have the 35,000-pound roller, but they thought it would be easier for me to familiarize myself, and I might get to do what I've been wanting to do. And that is get up on that high chair and use that asphalt roller. And here we go. The Johnson & Sons paving crew has given me one of these bad boys right here to learn the process, how it looks, what it's going to do, how it operates. Yeah, it looks like there's a radio in there. We can listen to Wilde and Tausch as we're doing it.
Sweet.
Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com again today to learn. You can book that before May 31st with a chance for me to come on out, and I might get to use this bad boy in a bigger form to fix those busted up potholes.
Professional road roller, it's called. That's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Can't wait for you and your asphalt. All right, that we appreciate Homer joining us. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Thanks again to Uncle Homer. So, Tausch, you don't have any tattoos?
No, I'm not a tattoo guy.
I don't have any tattoos. Jesse, are we a tattoo-free show?
We are. I would never get a tattoo, I don't think.
Never is a long time, I've been told.
I don't see any reason I would ever get a tattoo.
I don't see any way I'd get a tattoo?
Not my thing.
What about, like, a tiny little, like, Mo tattoo?
No, because my philosophy with tattoos and my philosophy with jerseys is kind of the same thing.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to buy
things can change.
Buying a Brett Favre jersey many years ago may have seemed like a great idea. And it was a great idea.
Then you had to buy a Jets one.
Yeah.
Then you had to buy a Vikings one.
Buying a Ryan Braun jersey seemed like a great idea. Buying a, many people may have bought an O.J. Simpson jersey. That was a great idea until it wasn't. Like, you never know what's going to happen in the future. If you had time machines that you could zoom ahead and see there's never going to be a downside to this, then okay. But I'm not willing to make that commitment.
Mm. Okay. So the reveal of the Homer tattoo, Tausch, have you seen it? Did you get a sneak peek?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay. So again,
not giving things away, but the fact that Joshy did this.
I can't believe he did it.
Well, he's a selfless dude. He wants to raise money and help his guys. And he went big with both kudos to him, man. Kudos to Joshy.
He's a tattoo guy, but again, I'd like to get a measurement at 4:45 as well on how large the Homer tattoo is, because that was the only little secret or little tidbit that we gleaned from that, is that it's not small,
yeah.
Which is alarming, quite frankly. All right, so that is, we appreciate Homer. We appreciate Josh being dedicated to his craft and his supporting of the Mac Fund. But more importantly, we can't wait for that reveal later today, 4:45 on ESPN Milwaukee, if you want to tune into KBN and tune into the video stream to see it live revealed. Tausch, I don't want to keep bringing this up. I thought we gave you some good advice. Usually you're very good at it all on your own, but apparently last night between the first inning and Bobby Portis coming through in a big way after his ejection in Game 4, you did not have a great Prize Picks night.
No, I did not. But one of the fellas that was up with us watching the game signed up. Use that promo code WI on Prize Picks, and you sign up at prizepicks.com or on the app. So it was a win for Old T, but I didn't win with my picks, but it was still simple and fun to play, and it made it super exciting watching that first inning of the Brewers game. Watching Bobby, watching all the fellas, Middleton. It was fun to do last night, and again, simple. You pick more or less on two or more player stats, and you have a chance to win up to 100x on your cash. And the basketball playoff season is a super fun time to jump in. Just, again, download the app. Use the code WI for a first deposit match up to 100. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts earlier than the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, but still late. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.